Jess in with you this morning and joining me in the studio for the first time in a long time is Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon. Joel, how are you doing this morning?
It's great to be here, Jess.
Lovely to have you in the studio. Now, yesterday you were in Muswellbrook as essentially a pop-up come see me situation.
Yeah, well, of course I do mobile electorates across the electorate all the time. My office is in Cessnock and I don't expect everyone to travel to Cessnock. We encourage people, of course, to do things electronically by the phone, email, but we try to reach out to the various communities. It takes time because I stretch from YE to Denman,
so huge.
I can't be everywhere all of the time, but we regularly do mobile offices and I did one yesterday in Muswellbrook.
Yeah. Did you notice in Muswellbrook if there are any issues in particular or things people were having problems with?
Well, doctors keep coming up, GPs,
yep.
And it's a real issue here. And, you know, our doctors are doing an amazing job keeping up with demand, working far too hard. I've met with both the practices here to talk about the problem some time ago now. And what we do need here is to be determined a distribution priority area.
Yeah.
That is to qualify to get more overseas trained doctors to support our existing GP workforce. Now, there are communities, sadly, right across the country that are in a similar position. We haven't been determined as an area of need, but I'm working with the Primary Health Network in Newcastle, whose job it is really to help us with these problems. They are importantly now supporting our application for to be classified an area in need. And with their support, I'm pretty confident we might have some success. I'm also talking to the Minister, of course, about the same thing. And, of course, he sort of struggles with it because he'd have members of Parliament from all over the country complaining about the same thing. But I think Muswellbrook is a special case and I'm quietly confident we're going to do something about it.
Yeah. We did chat to Dr. Noman Jawad, who's a GP here in Muswellbrook, yesterday on the show to talk about it. It's something he's been pushing for a long time. Mm. And the way he explained it to us was really there's maybe more of a technical issue than an actual person seeing the problem here, and maybe that's why we're not getting as many doctors as we should be.
Well, I'm sure none of your listeners, Jess, have ever heard of the modified Monash model. This is a highly technical system of determining, you know, the doctor to resident ratio and where we are in most need. Now, Muswellbrook hasn't been classified up until now as DPA, and that's what we are trying to change now. That gets reviewed in July, so we're in the second half of the game well and truly now, and again I'm hopeful that we might have some success. Can I just say something about the good doctor? He's not only a brilliant medical professional, but he's a good lobbyist too. He really has been on the case, but he's at his wit's end. He's got practices, as you know, in Denman and Maryborough as well. He's doing his very best to service his people, but he's finding it very, very hard and having to work far too many hours.
And he's so passionate. I mean, he came in and said he's almost at his wit's end with the workload that he has. And I imagine the vaccine rollout for COVID-19 is, you know, giving even more people are going to GPs going, I want to get the jab, I want to get the jab. But
well, Jess, you and I know Muswellbrook is a wonderful place, as do your listeners. But we can't, under the Constitution, we can't conscript doctors. We can't say you must go to Muswellbrook.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them preferred the North Shore of Sydney or the beaches of Port Macquarie or whatever it might be.
And I get
over
it.
Towns like Muswellbrook.
Yeah.
We just need more doctors overall. And I see the medical fraternity as a bit of a closed shop, you know. We need the college to be getting more doctors into the system.
Mm, exactly. Also big news this week, the federal government's committed to building that gas-fired power plant in Kurri-Kurri. Was probably always going to happen after they said that if the private sector doesn't come forward, we'll just do it.
And the private sector was never going to come forward. You know why, Jess? Because the government keeps sending crazy signals and investors are going, ooh, we've got a lot of political games going on here. I'm not going to invest there because I don't know what the rules are going to look like tomorrow, let alone in 3 years' time. Now, so the government's become a victim of its own problem, you know, a problem created by itself. So it's had to move in and to do what is absolutely necessary, and that is to get some firming power into the system as quickly as possible because Liddell is going to close in 23, whether we like it or not, and there's this big gap emerging now. Last week, Tomago Aluminium had outages three times and were an hour short of a disaster. You know, if you have no power at Tomago for too long, the product freezes and your kit's buggered. So already this is happening. Why did that happen? Because Liddell is struggling.
Yeah.
She's so old. So we need to get firming power in there very quickly. Gas is the most logical way of doing it. And, of course, this creates jobs in the Hunter. It's going to create jobs in the Hunter.
As many jobs as Liddell, though? I mean, well, where are all those
look,
workers?
There are 600 go? Jobs in the construction phase, but 20 yeah. jobs. If I announced yesterday in Musbrook I was going to create 20 jobs, people would say, gee, that's good. I mean, we get carried away with big numbers, but it's going to spurn other opportunities. You know, having that generator here in the Hunter, it's going to put downward pressure on electricity prices for both households and for manufacturing. It's going to save thousands of jobs if it's going to avoid more outages at places like Tomagal. And, of course, it's more vibrancy to that part of the world. We've got a big block of dirt there with the closure of the old Hydro Aluminium. Let's get it vibrant again. Let's get people living around it. Let's create other jobs there as well.
Yeah. Are we going to have enough when Liddell shuts in 2023 to fill this gap? I mean, this power plant's going to finish construction pretty much just as Liddell shuts, pretty close to the wire.
Well, this really is just-in-time sort of stuff, and it should never have been the case. And again, that's because, remember AGL was talking about a peaking plant to gas?
Yeah.
Now, I still live in some hope that might happen, but, you know, they've disappeared because the government, Scott Morrison, keeps sending all the wrong signals, playing politics with energy policy rather than creating investment certainty.
Well, Joel, it's been great to have you in the studio this morning. Thank you for your time.
A great pleasure, Jess.